All right. Just real quick, just remind everybody, this is 9/11. It's something that's kind of always embedded in my brain and heart. I happened to be in New York when that occurred. In tribute to that, I'd normally wear a hat, but just to make sure everybody remembers that. And, a lot of brave people lost their lives that day. Also on the state of Florida, I know I have a home there. I know our next opponent's Tampa. Looks about 95% sure that's where we'll play this week's game. Either way, it'll be on the road somewhere, if not. But right now it's looking basically like 95% will be in Tampa Bay. As all the first responders go out all through the state of Florida, our thoughts and prayers were with everybody there in the recovery effort. So, any more or any other questions related to yesterday?
An update on Kevin White's injury?
Yeah, I think right now he's got a fractured scapula, so it looks like he'll go to IR. We'll evaluate moving forward whether he can return or not. That's pretty open-ended now with the new rules.
That requires surgery?
I'm not 100% sure of that. I think that's a possibility. I'm not ruling it out, but I know he will go to IR.
Does he need a second opinion? What is the process for him determining how to
take care? Well, it's all to be determined. We encourage second opinions. I don't know all the exact medical ramifications at this point.
What's your general reaction?
Well, my heart goes out to him. He was very disappointed and discouraged in the locker room after the game, for obvious reasons. So, again, our thoughts and prayers go out to him. That's why he was pretty upset about it last night. And, they're doing evaluations now. Well, as I mentioned, I think after the game, maybe it was radio, maybe it was to you guys, I don't recall. But, Trey McBride's a guy that was on our roster we signed at the 53-man. He spent last week getting kind of oriented in our offense. He's a possibility. Marcus Wheaton is improving. He did actually practice last week, albeit, a fairly major club on his hand. We'll have some options looking around the league as well. So, those are always options.
It's a super difficult position to bring somebody in, whether it's from another team or off the street, and get them caught up quickly.
Well, I think, that's all part of, when injuries happen in the league is to, how thick your roster is at that position and, how fast you can get a guy, schooled up. I think, we dealt with that more than our share a year ago, and it's not unusual, but, we'll adjust. He could always also be an option. We're not going to get into all that till Wednesday. The other injury guy, too, is, as you guys know, aware of last night, is Jarrell Freeman had a self-reported concussion at the conclusion, and that also goes along with a pectoral muscle injury that's being evaluated as well. One other thing I want to mention, too, is I think, I thought our crowd was outstanding yesterday. I think, obviously they're dying for us to become a winner. Unfortunately, we weren't able to deliver, but they were definitely into it. I thought it was a great atmosphere, and, I think there at the end, they were pretty into it. Anytime you have an injury, it's serious. So I don't know the severity of it yet. We'll keep you guys up to speed by Wednesday. He has a high ankle sprain. We mentioned that after the game. I think it's related just to the ankle.
And some of the reports out of Florida, obviously, that the Buccaneers are scrambling to get their guys back after everything that went on this weekend.
Right.
In your long coaching career, what are some of the bigger curveballs you've had to...
Well, I mentioned 9/11. Obviously we came back from a Monday night game out in Denver that was played on Monday night the 10th. And, we landed roughly about 8:30 in the morning into Newark. And, I know the one flight that crashed in Pittsburgh was actually pulling out of the same jetway we were at. We're driving down to Turnpike and, the smoke's billowing out of one of the towers. And, I think history speaks for the rest of that day. And, you know, we met all day Tuesday at 9/11, and we had practice on Wednesday, practice on Thursday, and then the league decided to postpone the weekend following, you know, the attack. That was about as unusual as it got.
How's your place on Marco?
It's way better than anticipated. You know, I think they were calling for 10 to 15 feet of surge. I have a single story home, so it wasn't looking good, but ended up being about 3 feet. So we got plenty of wind damage, but it was, at the end of the day, I think it was all pretty good for all of South Florida.
John, the impact of Tariq Cohen and what he adds to your offense, is that something you can build off of the plays that you had in week one?
No doubt. Yeah, you know, I think even you just look at, I can't remember too many games last year where we averaged 15 yards of a punt return. So, you know, he's helpful in a lot of areas. You know, I think he made that evident. You know, we'd kind of seen that through camp and, you know, even preparation, you know, for the Atlanta game.
John, you wasn't on the field for first, second, or third and goal there in that final stretch there. Mm-hmm. What's the philosophy there of not having
it? Well, I think you got to look at, you know, again, the running back position, there's a lot to that job. You know, not just what kind of athlete you are getting out of the backfield. There's a lot of protection involved, and we'd had a couple of those issues earlier in the game. So, not getting in too much detail, that was the reason.
If Freeman is out for a while, obviously he could have a lot of experience in the last year.
Right.
Has he grown this preseason? What are you seeing in him?
Yeah, I think, you know, there was a play, I remember, in a coverage play that he made a really good play. So he's a good athlete. He understands our defense a lot better. He had some good games, you know, in the preseason. So I know our coaching staff's very confident in him. We got Jonathan Anderson's on our practice squad. That's you know, a young player that we liked that got action a year ago. And then, you know, Christian Jones has had a good camp. And then hopefully Danny Trevathan gets better and better each week. You know, as he, you know, gets back to playing football.
You went back and you looked at the tape. How did you think Kyle and Marcus fared going up against Julio Jones?
You know, I thought they did a pretty good job. I think, you know, other than the tight end we made look like all world, you know, and a lot of that was just we didn't cover him, you know, and on two plays. And I think that was, you know, I don't know, 180 yards of offense on those two plays. So there were some things that we can clean up. You know, you're going to have some errors. You know, not very many times you go through a game and, you know, it's perfect. But those were two areas that, I mean, you know, that we just didn't execute. And, you know, whereas, you know, sure, those guys are talented people and, you know, they're going to make some plays, but we made them earn when they did make their plays.
John, earlier in the game, you had to call timeout on defense, and then there was a personnel substitution thing. And then that big play, it looked like some of the players were confused. What's that process between you and players on the field in terms of when to know to call one?
Well, I think the one we called timeout, they subbed late and we subbed extra late, and we weren't going to make it. My hamstring's still tight from running down there, but we did get the timeout. On the one where they were clumped early, we actually had to call in early. I'm not sure if that might have been a result of Jarrell, you know, with the concussion or not, but we just didn't get it communicated. And even we didn't play the call that we had called, but we got into a defense, and really at the end of the day, we got lined up in time. We just didn't execute the call we played very well.
If that call is executed properly, where are your two safeties on that play?
Well, we would have had one in the middle. He was leaning a little bit too much to Julio. And then a couple of our linebackers could have done a better job carrying the seam route by the tight end.
Cornell, obviously, little action. Mm-hmm. Do you anticipate this growing? Is that what you wanted?
Yeah, I think, you know, it was just the way the game sorted out. It was a little bit of a, you know, they blended, you know, some big people and little people throughout, but it kind of highlighted on more little people. What I mean by that is more wide receivers. If I used our terminology, it would be confusing anyways. But, you know, it just didn't pan out to where it was more his kind of game. You know, I thought, you know, I think Sam Acho played really well against the run. I think defensively, you know, that was a strong suit in that game. Was our rush defense that made it a little bit more one-dimensional, albeit not quite enough at the end of the day.
John, when you have a miscommunication like you did on one play, do you as a coach see that as an issue or is it just a hiccup?
Well, I think it really wasn't a lack of communication. We were late getting lined up, but we got lined up in plenty of time to execute the defense. We didn't execute it very well.
Leonard didn't make much of an impact in pass rush. He's covering on a lot of third downs, but was that because you were getting a good pass rush from the defensive line?
You know, a little bit. I thought our rush was adequate. You know, I don't think it was dominating, but, you know, that's a pretty good offense that's been together. You know, both tackles are experienced guys that have been with them. So, again, I think it's, you know, Matt gets the ball, rid of the ball pretty quick. So some of that's you're not going to get a whole lot. I think we had two sacks, you know, close to a couple more, but it's something I think we'll get better at. Well, I think the guys up front, you know, I think, you know, Keem Hicks, you know, Eddie Goldman, and really I think the growth of Roy Robertson, I think Mitch Unrein and Jonathan Bullard, you know, getting those guys back. They missed a little bit of time at the end of preseason. So I think, you know, getting them back in there, it starts with players.
John, there's so many unknowns in a week one that no one's played yet. But
right.
How much of an indicator in your history do you feel like a week one is? In other words, if you apply this performance yesterday to the rest of the year, you're going to win some games, but you also have to keep getting better. I mean, so how much of an indicator is week one and that performance yesterday in particular?
Well, that's what I mentioned to you yesterday, even just talking to the team both yesterday after the game and today in our team meeting is, you know, look, that's a good football team, all right? I think we're a good football team. The reality is 50% of the league's going to be 0-1 at the end of the night. The defending world champs 0-1. So it's how you respond. You know, to that. You know, it's not a whole season. You know, it's on the outside, it's carnival or crisis, you know, every week. So, you know, we just can't fall into that trap. It can't be, you know, how the outside tries to define us. It's we get to define our own selves.
With Cody, he seemed to struggle yesterday. He had two of the penalties and a bad snap. I know he moved back and forth between center and guard the last couple weeks of the preseason. Did that have any effect on the snapping or
not really. I mean, we've had a couple issues with it. You know, I think, you know, it's something he'll get better at. He's aware of. You know, he's a competitor. He'll continue to work. The hands to the face, you know, it just happens. It's, you know, it's one of those. I thought the holding call was a little bit questionable. We'll turn it in and see what they have to say. But, you know, it wasn't a mistake-free game by any stretch on any phase. But it's just something we can work on moving forward against Tampa.
Mm-hmm. Just the technique thing, the concentration thing, to see it happening
again? No, well, I think the one I remember last year was, I can remember a couple of them, one under center, one in shotgun. But, you know, I think you go through a whole season, there's going to be a couple of those really on any team.
John, do you mind one update on Jordan Howard? You mentioned he was a little banged up yesterday.
Yeah, I think he'll be all right. You know, it's a tough game. I think he kind of landed on his shoulder funny. Looked like on his touchdown, and he should be fine.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you.